Right now, it's time for Talkin' Books, made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by there for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy delicious nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor. And don't forget to bring your favorite book. They've got their Tuesday book club as well. More on that coming up at the end of this segment. Joined in the studio, as always, by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and is always here on Wednesday afternoons. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I was going to say I'm cool, but that was yesterday.
Yeah, it's warming up again today.
The false fall is over, right?
Yeah,
We always have that time. It's like, oh,
it's here.
It's back to school and it's cool. Maybe this is it.
No. Not until at least October, probably.
Yeah.
But it's all good. We had a couple of days. They're nice. Labor Day weekend's going to be nice. It's going to be like low, mid, upper 80s.
Ish. Around there.
Yeah, thereabouts. It's going to be great. Get out and enjoy it.
Are you doing anything fun for the Labor Day weekend, Aaron?
Living my life, Susan.
That's about same here, buddy. Same here.
We never really do Labor Day plans. My family's up in Michigan, and they do they'll sometimes do the bridge walk, like the Mackinac Bridge between the two peninsulas of Michigan. It's this 5-mile bridge, and
wow.
On Labor Day, they open it up to pedestrians, and you can walk up and down.
Oh, I love that.
So that's really cool. But I've never done it because we never did like Labor Day stuff, unfortunately. Yeah. So how about you?
I'm going to be living my life.
Yeah. This is
home
a good plan.
Catching up.
Yeah.
Finally doing the school supply shopping. School started this week. And
yeah.
We took a different approach this year. Most years, like, we have all the things, and we've been out, and we've checked off the checklist, and they're in or out of the cases, in the bags, and on the first day of school, the Brown boys have their school supplies. This year, we're like,
it's
technically
fine.
Says they don't need them till like, next Wednesday. Have you seen the stores right now?
Yes.
It's crazy.
I've seen the parking lots outside the stores, and I've decided to move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and they were fine. I sent them to school with, like, you know, a scrap piece of paper and a pencil yesterday, and everything was fine. So on Labor Day, I will be, I'll be shopping.
Hashtag parenting for the win.
That's right.
So what do they do for the first week where they don't need school supplies?
Like, they don't do anything.
Okay, cool.
They get a lot of paperwork.
Right,
they learn
right.
How to use their lockers.
Yes.
They get a lot of paperwork. They meet their teachers. This year, the schools for middle and higher are doing one-to-one Chromebooks, so they
yes.
have a machine, and if they need scotch tape, some other kid with parents who were prepared will loan them some scotch tape.
Those Chromebooks are awesome, though. I bought one this summer, and they're mm-hmm. great. Like,
yeah.
The fact that they're doing the one-to-one thing
it's
and
awesome.
Giving them, yeah, it's terrific.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos to the schools. So.
What grade are your sons in?
Rising sixth grader and rising ninth grader.
Okay.
So freshman in high school and a noob to middle school.
Freshman in middle school, right?
Yeah,
whatever they call that. Yeah. They're no longer rising. They're in.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
Sixth
Correct.
Grade and ninth grade.
Well,
yeah.
I think once they get their school supplies, that's when they start.
Right. Yeah.
Everything up till then, maybe it's questionable.
This is kind of a momentous year, though, because both of them are starting new schools, right? Wow.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Wow.
Big deal in the Brown House.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So what's going on at the library and beyond?
So lots of things as per usual, but on Friday, together with our friends in the town's communications office, we sent out the sort of public official word about this really cool thing that's happening this fall called Chapel Hill 1819-2019.
Yes.
So 200 years ago, on November 20th, let me pull this up real quick. Let's see, here it is. I'm kind of a nerd, and I know nerds. So when we started talking about this some time ago, I asked the folks at the Chapel Hill Historical Society to confirm this thing that I'd heard.
Yeah.
So we heard the mayor said, hey, Susan Brown, I think next year is the 200th anniversary of town government. I'm like, I don't know, mayor, but I can find out. So we called up our friends at the Historical Society, and within like 90 seconds.
Of course.
They had sent me a scanned copy of the session laws of the General Assembly from November 20th in the year of our Lord, 1819. And here it is, an act to appoint commissioners for the town of Chapel Hill in Orange County. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of North Carolina, and it is hereby enacted by the authority of the same, that Joseph Caldwell, Pleasant Henderson, Thomas Taylor, Ezekiel Tyree, and William Barbie are hereby appointed commissioners for the town of Chapel Hill.
Pleasant Henderson?
pretty awesome
name. That's a pretty good
name.
Yeah, that's a good history name.
So 200 years ago this November, town government was established here in Chapel Hill.
Do you think that people actually talked like they wrote resolutions back then and we've just copied the language to this day? But back in 1819, they were like, be it hereby announced that I would like a smoothie.
Well, and it goes on. So these five guys had the full power and authority to fix and establish the boundaries of said town and to make such bylaws, rules, and regulations for the government of the said town as they may think proper, not inconsistent with the laws and constitution of this state and of the United States. So it was all very proper.
Nice.
But it's a big deal.
Formal
government was established in Chapel Hill. So we said, let's throw a little birthday party for town government.
And it's going to be going on like all through the fall, right? Because there's
it
a whole list of events that are already planned.
Yes, so folks can find out information a couple ways. They can go to the town's website. They can also go to chapelhill1819.org and look at what all's on offer, and new things are being added all the time. In fact, I just came from a meeting about a really cool thing that I'll talk about in a minute. So the idea here is to celebrate some of the government agencies like transit, you know, library, public works, fire, but also to recognize that especially in a town like Chapel Hill, it's not government that does really much on its own. It's with the people and the agencies and the community partners. So we've cast a pretty wide net here. It's a pretty big tent. So a couple things are coming up. September 4th, golly, that's next week, we have a program that's 45 years of Chapel Hill Transit, which is a unique Chapel Hill governmental thing to have fare-free transit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have a pub trivia series. So some things are like, you know, panel discussions and programs and like, summer legit.
And then we've got pub trivia night.
The fire department's going to have an open house. So I didn't know this. They have this space over in Meadowmont that's like where they store all the vintage vehicles. Mm-hmm. Did you know this?
The fireplace? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know about it. So they're going to have a little open house there. Come see this, you know, older vintage stuff. And they're going to bring back the puppet show, I think. The famous fire department puppet show. Public Works Department is going to have a touch a truck for kids, so you can come out to Public Works. So not everything is history. It's also about the present and the future. So there's all kinds of things like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So
it's going to be really fun.
ChapelHill1819.org for more information on this. Events all through the fall. And then November 20th is kind of the official 200th anniversary, right?
I forget if that's a Wednesday. Well, so the council...
That's got to be a Wednesday, I
hope it's a Wednesday. Let's see. Yes, it is a Wednesday. So I'm sure that at that council meeting, there will be lots of ballyhoo and hullabaloo
and brouhaha and shenanigans. Yes.
Actually, as one of these, that there's going to be like a mock council meeting where they do a sort of reenactment of some issue from the past. There's a lot of fun stuff. I'm looking at the program series and I'm like, wow, we really,
cool.
There's a lot of things happening.
And these are open to everyone. So head to the website and get the whole list of events and come on out and celebrate the 200th anniversary of the official chartering of Chapel Hill's town government.
Yes.
Right.
So we did, there was a big bicentennial 25 years ago, and that was for 200 years after the first sale of lots of town. And then I forget the date, but in like 16 years, will be the 200th of us being incorporated. So that'll be another occasion to do something really
nice.
Cool.
Awesome. Speaking with Susan Brown, so with that in mind, let's recommend books based on Chapel Hill, right?
Let's do it, Aaron.
Awesome. One of these weeks, and sometime during the fall, we also have to like have 1819, just because we were talking about this earlier this year, I think, when we started doing bicentennials and things, but a lot of people were born in 1819, and a lot of events happened in that year, so that would be really good. But today, Chapel Hill's history is the prompt, and you brought props, so
I did.
So go for it.
Okay, so the first book that I'm going to recommend, I thought of because there are actually three programs based on this book coming up later this month, or later next month, because it's not September yet. So I mentioned our good friends at the Chapel Hill Historical Society. They are, of course, housed with us at the library. And to mark this occasion, they are reissuing. It's a really nice book. It's
called, is this the All Good book?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's called The Campus at Chapel Hill, 225 Years of Architecture by John V. Alcott. And it's full of maps, photographs, drawings, and they are reissuing. It's a new edition of this. It's beautiful. They were so nice. I came into my office this morning and I found a beautiful fresh copy of the book with a nice note from them. They gifted this copy to the library.
Awesome.
Which is so nice. So on September 20th, they are doing a book launch and a reception. On the 21st, they're actually doing a UNC architecture tour. So mm-hmm. it's like a walking tour of the architecture of campus. And then on the 22nd, they're going to be really busy, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. They're going to have a panel discussion about the book and with many of the contributors to the
awesome.
Book. So I highly recommend The Campus at Chapel Hill, 225 Years of Architecture.
Nice. And Eleanor Alcott Griffith, who I think is John Alcott's daughter, if I remember right, is going to be in town. And we'll have her on the air weekend, too, because she'll be coming in here as part of all of the events surrounding the relaunch of that
That's
book.
Great.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah. So I was thinking about like Chapel Hill's history, and we can start on campus and thinking about some of kind of the significant historical figures who and great authors and writers who passed through campus at various times. People like Thomas Wolfe and Paul Green and all these folks. I want to recommend Zora Neale Hurston, Their Eyes Were Watching God, who a great book by the woman who was kind of unofficially the first African-American or first African-American woman, African-American, I think, period, right, to take classes on the UNC campus.
I'm not sure of those milestones is correct, but one of them is.
Yeah, like historical figure in the history of UNC and by extension, Chapel Hill, and just a terrific book from the 30s. So Zora Neale Hurston first.
Love it. Okay, so you went super deep and, you know, sort of this milestone and this all of this. It's great. I went a different direction for my next book.
You started with the history of Chapel Hill architecture, so you've done your nerdy thing. You can
right.
go in whatever direction you want now.
And that was easy. Like, I was gifted a reasonable nerdy book to
yes,
present. I
yes.
didn't have to be nerdy myself, because now I'm just going to be trashy, which is easy for me, Aaron. So I have in my hands, I may have brought this before, but it's been a while. And whenever I get the chance to bring this up, I do. We have a shelf in our acquisitions and collections office of treasures, gems that have been weeded from our collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great. And this is my absolute favorite. This is a romance novel called Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill.
By Diana Morgan.
Oh, the cover is awesome for
the
this
cover,
book.
It's
that
very,
is such
it's Trey
a soap
Dynasty,
opera.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very 80s and Dynasty.
Romance, yeah.
And here's the cover, or the cover blurb. Every woman must learn that heartbreak is love's first lesson and ecstasy the last.
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. And then the back blurb starts, after the tears, how much can a woman forgive?
Chapel Hill.
So as we talked about it, my favorite thing about this book, in addition to the cover, and it was in much better shape, I actually took it home the first time, and I think I dropped it in the bathtub, which means I was reading this book in the bathtub.
Oh, you're the one.
I'm
okay,
the one.
Yeah.
So here's the prologue. Here's how the book starts out. The speedboat wove a crazy path between two motionless canoes before straightening out as it veered toward the outer shore. Its wake was a telltale sign that classes were officially over and the time for partying had begun.
Chapel Hill?
Where is that? Like, the second part I get, like, yeah, it's time to party. It's a college town. Where is the speedboat?
Maybe
a crazy path.
We were thinking, like, University Lake, but I don't think they do speedboats on, you know, so it's got to be Jordan Lake, or maybe they're just making this up.
It could be.
Maybe it's a little, like, remote control, little dinky speedboats in, like, an inflatable swimming pool in some, like, frat house's backyard. Maybe. I don't know.
So I'm just going to say, this book, you cannot check this out from the Chapel Hill Public Library because it's in like...
Well, not after the last person checked it out.
I'm a bad, bad librarian. It is in the Museum of Weeded Treasures.
Nice.
But I bet that, so if based on my pitch of this book, if you want to learn more about Natalie Parnell, Jordan Brenner, Sheila Ryken, and Judd Ryken, who, by the way, is a ruthless power broker, Sheila is a manipulative, sexy, and classic Southern beauty.
Well, of course she is.
I won't keep on going. Oh, and then there's a bunch of lawyers. So anyways, if you want to hear more about Natalie, Jordan, Sheila, and Judd, I bet you could search this out on Amazon. Maybe the Friends book sale if you're lucky one day, but I just wanted to mention Chapel Hill by Diana Morgan.
I love it. Any others do you have, or are you going to...
I'm good?
All right.
Are you done?
I am good, yeah.
I've got more,
I don't
but I don't
know
have to go
how
there.
We can possibly
right.
top
I think
Chapel
we just
Hill.
Let, I think we should just have that be our mic drop moment.
Boom.
There they go. They're dropped.
ChapelHill1819.org for more on the 1819-2019 celebration. A lot of events coming up, and we'll have more on all of them coming up over the course of the next couple of months. November 20th is the official 200th anniversary. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.